Previously, we did a version of loving-kindness practice for self-compassion. We will now expand this basic meditation to allow our caring nature to include everyone. Try this exercise on your own at home as regularly as you can for 10 or 15 minutes at a time and see how its effects permeate your day and week. Loving kindness meditation. Take a comfortable, relaxed, and alert sitting posture and breathe naturally. If you are comfortable doing so, close your eyes. Place your attention on your heart area. And if it helps to ignite your caring feelings, begin by bringing to mind a person or possibly an animal that you love. Allow this image to stimulate your natural feelings of tenderness and care. Notice the feelings of warmth and allow it to spread out from your heart to fill your body as you send love in this practice. First, send love and care to yourself by saying silently, "May I be well, may I be happy, may I feel safe, may I be at peace. May I be free from suffering. May I feel loved and cared for." Allow yourself to repeat these words and let the words soak in until your heart actually feels what you're saying. Then, bring to mind someone that you care about, possibly the same person or animal that came to mind in the beginning of this exercise, and send them love. You can repeat to yourself, "May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for." May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. Next, bring to mind someone you feel neutral about, such as a clerk who works at a store, or someone you've seen on a bus or at a restaurant, and send them loving feelings. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. Then bring to mind someone who irritates you and send them love. At a gathering I attended with the Dalai Lama, he mentioned he always brought along on his travels a monk he found particularly irritating just for this purpose. So bringing to mind someone who irritates you, send them the same love and care. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. Now we'll move to something that may be a little more difficult. Bring to mind someone you consider an enemy, someone who may have hurt you or acted against you, and send them love if you can by repeating these same words with a true intention. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. And finally, expand your love and compassion to include all the people in the world, people you don't even know, who are suffering from war, hunger, disease, and poverty. Wish them well and send out your love and warmth to cover the globe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel safe. May you be at peace. May you be free from suffering. May you feel loved and cared for. Return your attention to feeling your body breathing and allow yourself to enjoy the feelings of love and warmth that have been generated. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Through regular practice of this exercise, you may find that you have established new, gentler habits that replace your previous reactions. If you become accustomed to imagining sending kindness to irritating people and enemies, then at work, when you find yourself with a difficult person or getting angry, you can remember this meditation. You are actually rewiring your brain and creating new neural pathways when you practice this meditation, to the point where seeing someone you previously disliked can become a trigger for kindness.